This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Battle wrong for that one.
Eggs are expensive. Not a lion. Odyssey app's free. These are all
You're the one doing the tariff talk all week.
I didn't. Wait a minute. Did I talk tariffs?
You've been. You brought up tariffs multiple times.
Well, no, because I ordered
tariffs,
some stuff.
Scooter, you're all over the place.
I ordered some stuff. And I was worried that I wasn't going to get it because of them, you know, stuff like. I mean, stuff stuck at
what
the,
was
at
it?
The, at the
what
thing.
Did you order?
I didn't tell y'all this. I ordered some sweatsuits, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. What's it called? The material?
Fur. I look like a furry. I got a squirrel suit. I got a bear suit.
Oh, God.
Are you planning for your
And I got a black
expedition?
Bear suit. No, it's just like.
Is this for the gorilla fight?
No.
Is this for the convention?
I might as well.
Okay.
Because when I got them, you know how they have a description, and it's like, it looked like velour.
Why did you buy these?
Because they were cheap, and they were from overseas, and now I have them, and it's like they look like animals. One of them looked like a squirrel.
So it's now May. Why are you ordering sweats?
Well, I didn't know.
Like
I
thought it was.
Next year's going to catch up quick.
I thought it was like a terry cloth.
Here before you know it.
I should have did a
you're
better
gonna
job.
You're going to come in here dressed as a squirrel one day?
Nobody will ever
YouTube
see me.
YouTube comments.
No,
will
you got to wear it. You got to.
Nobody will ever see me in any one of those sweatsuits.
Dress up, Douglas, over here.
Because you talk about like the back. Oh, man, they would kill
picture
me on
you
YouTube.
Dressed up as a squirrel.
Man, I'm telling you, because I look like a furry. It's like, why did you? And when I got them, I was like. And you know I'm lazy. I don't know how to send
if they
them
get
back.
Ranger to go to the bullpen, will you come in as a squirrel?
No. I'm not. I refuse.
How about Painter? Painter out of the bullpen, you're a squirrel.
No. These sweatsuits are bad, Joe. They're bad. They're furry. I look like a big ass furry animal.
What was the description that got you to buy these?
Well, it was like when squirrel. you saw the model and it looked more it didn't look as furry.
Yeah.
But when I got it, I'm like, damn, I'm like a big ass furry animal.
We can't have that. We just can't. All right, 215-592.
Grizzly bear.
9494. We thank again Mac Mart from Ardmore coming in with some mac and cheese today.
Mac and cheese hit hard.
Yeah, that roasted red pesto is gone. It was pretty much all gone. I ate the whole thing. It was delicious. We appreciate them coming in. Good stuff. Good food. Not just mac and cheese, all different kinds, but also you had some chicken fingers. There's other stuff there. So we appreciate them coming in today. One more quick thing. And then we got to talk about the Topper and Felice and the Ranger decision. Hugh, we got some exciting news this morning. You know
what
about this? Well, the Colonial Theater has released a limited number of tickets for BG Live on 5-5. So we found out yesterday or the day before they were sold out. Well, they must have cleared some space or figured out some extra seating because they now have a limited number of tickets now left. Don't miss your chance to take part in an incredible night for one of your favorite Eagles of all time. Get your tickets now. 94WIP.com. So if you're disappointed when you heard a couple days ago it was sold out, now is your chance to hop back in. 94WIP.com. BG Live on Monday, which is, of course, Cinco de Mayo.
So you can call in and get tickets today, right?
You could go to the website.
Well, I was about to say, call Kyle and ask him for tickets.
Any question you have, Kyle's ready to answer. He really enjoyed things. It's something funny there.
No, I didn't.
He did. He screwed me.
No, listen. When Kyle looked up, he looked at me like, really? Kyle's been getting like weird phone calls all day.
I think he does often. We don't
all
make it
time.
To air. So
and I just made it worse for him.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to call in not knowing that I was kidding, mm-hmm. and they're going to ask Kyle for tickets to beat you.
The screening is one of the more underrated parts of this job that I have back here that nobody sees.
No, I can just imagine. Oh, I know the screening. I know you had to screen some calls Monday. It was some triggered individuals out there Monday.
Think about
what
the things.
Monday? Oh, yeah.
Monday
was a lot.
Well.
Why aren't they talking about this? Well, they're not going to.
Think about the things that do manage to get through, like Herb.
I'm looking at a threesome.
And then think about like the line. You have to be pretty weird to not get on, you know?
I don't know. We let Hugh say a lot of weird things. He's always
we don't have a choice.
Even tone it down.
He's
no,
got an open mic.
You ask me a question.
Well, you cut him off if you need to.
And I do it. I always do the pregnant pause. And you will say, well, hey, what are you thinking? And I'll tell you. And sometimes, people okay with it, and sometimes they're,
not. Well, here's what I'm not okay with. I'm not okay with the Phillies just putting Ranger back in the rotation when we have an obvious hole in the bullpen. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Topper. Yesterday, he spoke about the plan for Ranger, who's healthy, who's going to be activated this weekend as a starting pitcher against Arizona on Sunday. Here is Topper.
Do you have anything on Ranger, what his next step is, how he came out of the bullpen?
It was really good. He's going to start Sunday. It's going to be Luzardo, Nola, Ranger.
All right, Luzardo, Nola, Ranger, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today in the finale against the Nats, it's going to be Taijuan Walker. So for the time being, the very time being, they're going to roll through six starters, and then we'll see what they do next week. But it certainly sounds like Ranger is a starter. No questions asked. And I'm asking questions because I believe he should go to the bullpen. The Phillies don't need a fifth starter. They have one. His name is Taijuan Walker. Is he great? Nope. Is he serviceable? So far this season, yes. In four of his five starts, he's allowed 0, 1, or 2 earned runs. It's certainly serviceable for your fifth starter. What they don't have is enough bullpen arms that we could count on. Nice night last night. Wonderful. Ruiz, Banks, great job. That's been the anomaly. They end the month of April near the bottom of baseball in ERA from the bullpen. And I know, Hugh's worried about Scott Boras and agents and money. Hugh, I am very simply, and I'll start calmly saying, Ranger, we're going to use you out of the bullpen for now. If there's bass in his voice, I say, we're forcing you to do it. Get out there.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, sure it is.
And he's going to walk out the office and be like, I'm going to call my agent.
Oh, and what's Scott going to do about it?
He's going to tell him my client is not going to be in the bullpen. That's what he's going to do. That's what's going to happen.
Well, then your client's not pitching.
Well, okay, that's on y'all.
Well, but it's also on. It hurts you.
See, these are conversations. See, and this is another thing. And I know we're attacking this from our fandom. But yeah. This conversation has already been had. Your best bet. Moving forward, I'm telling you, and I feel like this is how it's going to play out. Taijuan's going to be in the bullpen.
You're probably right.
He's going to be in the bullpen.
It doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yes. He's going to be the guy that's going to go to the bullpen because when Painter comes up, you're going to have a six-man rotation. Here's the thing, Joe, and this is why I feel like this conversation has already been had. This was talked about before the season started, potential six-man rotation. And before you even throw that conversation out for people to chew on, you've already talked to Zach. Hey, Zach, we're thinking about going this route. How do you feel about that? I know you don't like to get out of your routine as far as being on 5-day rest. How do you feel about that? Well, that's not what I like to do, but hey, I'll do what's best for the team.
So you may be totally right on this, that they prepared, that's why they're so adamant they're not moving Ranger or Painter to the bullpen, all this stuff. Huey, I hope the Phillies are ready for backlash if they do this from us. You know why? If they do it, it could work and it still might not make the team better, right? Because let's say all the pitchers are pitching well and your idea is what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blowing games out of their bullpen. I mean, every night Topper's going to be asked like, hey, have you thought about moving one of these guys to the bullpen? Well, whoever it is. But right now Ranger's the obvious one because he's back and he's healthy and he's... I think the thing about Ranger, their frustration is I understand the Painter side, right? Mm-hmm. We had that discussion 2 weeks ago. I understood.
Because he's younger and he has more of an upside.
Yes, he has a special ceiling and yes. He is off of surgery, even though I think it's worth the risk. I get it. The other side of that is very easy for me to understand. The other side of this is like what? His money, his pockets, his agent? Because it's not.
I know you
it's
said
not
it.
His ability
always,
to,
he's always thinking
it's,
about
it. It's not his ability to do it. He's done it and done it effectively. I'm not worried about his pockets.
I know you're not worried
about
it.
Are you part of the Suarez family?
But
you know those people.
It's on the Boras payroll, man.
It's unbelievable. I'm looking on the Boras client website right now. I'm checking this out.
Listen, I understand where you're coming from.
Boras
this
clients.
This is where I have to talk. I feel like when I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to every Phillies fan that's out there listening to this station.
Well, they're all mad at you.
And they are, and I know. And I know they're probably killing me on the YouTube.
Yeah.
But here's the reality of the situation.
Notable active clients. I'm searching Control F Douglas.
Here's the reality.
You did once famously state something.
Money drives everything at this level that is being done. That's the main reason why Trey Turner's still at shortstop. Like let's just say
the example you're using to make me feel better?
Let's just keep it a bean. The reason why they haven't moved him is number one, he doesn't want to go and he makes a lot of money.
Mm.
And for them, even though that might be the right move to make, it doesn't justify the money that he's making.
Well, they're cowards.
Well, the bottom line is this, Kyle. The guys that make the most money have the most say. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper. We laugh and giggle about it, but this is what happens when your chickens come home to roost.
I found it. I found it. So I looked among the notable active clients. I did not find Hugh, but it does say this. He has a 75-person staff, which many of which are former major leaguers. But then there's this part. He's got a NASA computer engineer, lawyers, but also on Boris's staff is a 14-person research staff charged with watching each day's games and reporting to Boris. That's Hugh Douglas.
That is on the secret staff.
That is
not me. But the reason why guys go to Scott Boras, I have not ever known, and I don't know that much about him, but I do know this. All his clients are paid.
He's a great agent.
And he gets maximum dollars. And the way that you get maximum dollars is being starters and not bullpen arms.
Yeah.
Let's throw them all a parade then. For getting money. I don't care. I don't care.
I know you don't care, Kyle, but they do. The players do.
Okay, but
Ranger does.
But I don't think Ranger and Scott Boras have the leverage that you think they do.
They do.
They do not. Because if he refuses... Well, then what happens? Like, is he not going to pitch? That is going to hurt him.
I went to college in Lehigh Valley. It's nice. It's not as nice as Philadelphia. If he refuses, go hang out with the Iron Pigs.
Put it like this. This is a truism. When it comes to pitchers, when they're in a good mental space, aren't they? That's when they're mostly at their best.
Yes. Yes.
You put Ranger in the bullpen forcibly. He's not going to be in the right headspace because he's going to be feeling some type.
And then he's going to pout and lose money.
He's going to pout and lose money, and you're still not going to get what you want.
Okay, but then neither is he. That's where we hold the cards.
So you're willing to burn it all down to make your point.
I'm willing to make a move that can help this team win.
Okay, it's not going to help you win.
Why
if
not?
If he's not happy.
Hugh, so first of all, I think he would end up actually sucking it up and doing it.
I don't think he would,
I think he would. I think he knows, and Scott knows that would be the smart thing to
do. If you know that there's a chance for you to make $90 million and the team that you're playing for that forced you to go in the bullpen has lost you $70 million, you're happy?
But I think at a certain point the athlete and the agent have to take their medicine.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely they do.
That dog don't hunt.
It sure does. Yeah.
Somebody like that is cause for me to come to work. If I'm gonna take a $70 million mm-hmm. hit, that is cause for me one day to come to work and choke Topper out.
Okay, but then that's the beginning of the end for you.
I'm a Sprewell.
It's 2025. We can't be Sprewell.
No, I'm trying to tell you. It's one of those things, man, where...
And you know whose career ends with that? Rangers, not Topper's.
Well, but you know that's
true. Topper's might end, but not his career.
The way Ranger looking at it, he might be like, my career's over with anyway because they put me in the bullpen.
But I'm looking at this from the Phillies perspective, from the fans' perspective.
Okay, that's the extreme example.
It's crazy.
That's extreme. But you're still not happy being in the bullpen.
That's too bad, dude. I'm sorry.
And the fact that you're sitting here saying that's too bad lets me know that you are delusional about this.
No, I'm not.
Suck it up, Ranger.
It makes too much sense.
It's best for the team.
It is best for the team.
If that's the case, then Trey, get your ass in the outfield.
Yes, that's what I've been saying yesterday.
I'm going to throw a question to you guys because it seems like the only thing that matters is everyone's feelings, all right? Let me just throw another idea. And by the way, he's also a Scott Boras client. Let's say tonight, and I know it's unlikely, later the show you have to guess his line by perfectly. Hugh, let's say tonight, Taiwan Walker throws a perfect game.
Wait a minute, Scott's his client too?
Yes.
Ooh.
Let's throw this out there.
You're in a bad spot.
I think it's extremely unlikely. Taiwan Walker tonight pitched a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to the bullpen next week?
If he pitches a perfect game?
Perfect game.
Like you said, this is one of those things that's going to play out. But between the two, okay, if I'm Scott Boras.
Perfect game.
Okay, if I'm Scott Boras, between the two, I could probably talk Taiwan into going to.
Because he has his money already.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could talk Taiwan into going to the bullpen.
But on merit, he pitched a perfect game tonight. How could you move to the bullpen?
No, but this is what I'm trying to tell you. If he does that, I'd be like, hey, they're looking at you to go to the bullpen, bro. I think you. Because my job is, I am the buffer between the team and the player. So if my agent comes to me and says, hey, great job tonight. Did a hell of a job. Look.
You're being demoted.
No, see,
well, that's what it is. You said that.
No, it's You're not being demoted. This is how you do. You massage this. I'm trying to massage the situation.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
You say, hey, you did a great job. You know, they called me today and asked, you know, would you be willing to move to the bullpen? I told them I think you can do it because you've been doing a hell of a job and you're a stand-up guy. And, you know, because, you know, Ranger's trying to get paid. And Ranger's trying to get his payday. So I told them I could probably ask you, I would ask you to go to the bullpen. And you know what he'll probably say? Okay. But Ranger, the other way around, that's not going to happen.
Baloney.
I'm trying to tell you.
You think a guy off a perfect game is going to accept a spot in the bullpen?
He might do it reluctantly, but he's more willing to do it than Ranger would be.
But the point is, someone's got to sacrifice, right? Like,
okay,
that's the
point. Taiwan. Perfect scenario. Out of all six of these pitchers that we're talking about, realistically, take your Phillies feelings out of it. Who do you think would be the easier one to get in the bullpen, Ranger or Taiwan?
Well, Taiwan barely had a spot in this team 5 weeks ago.
Okay, so that's who I'm asking.
But that's easy. Is that the best for the team? No, I want the best for the team.
Well, that's the easiest because of the situation, the circumstances.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for uncomfortable conversations. Ranger, get your butt down to the bullpen. Let's go. It's a baseball game.
It's to get your butt down to the bullpen to me.
That's because you're anticipating he's going to put up a stink.
He
may be the ultimate team guy.
Guess who else going to put up a stink?
Who's that? Me.
His wife.
I mean, you know what?
Now, you know,
his wife's the reason for all this in the first place.
We're taking liberties now with that.
It's a tiny bat.
That was Hugh's theory.
You're going back to back.
I
just don't understand how this thing works.
I do. We're letting the inmates run the asylum. That's what I know.
For the most part.
Aiden in South Jersey.
He's been running the asylum forever.
Well, I'm putting an end to it. Aiden in South Jersey's up. What's up, Aiden? Aiden?
Aiden.
Hey, hey, Aiden. What's up?
So, I think Rangers should go to the bullpen at least a month or so. Get him a couple games. Simon Walker's already been good in the beginning of the season. I feel like you throw him back in there. You always used to watch the games last year, and you never know what he's going to do. You kind of grit your teeth and go, you don't know if he's going to play the game, but he's pitching good, and we have a bullpen problem right now, and I think Ranger could try and help, you know, fill that void a little bit.
Absolutely. And Aiden, I see the best teams in baseball do this all the time. The Dodgers shuffle players, all pitchers, hitters, all over the place.
They do.
Meanwhile, we're worried about feelings over here. Major League buddies.
That's the culture with the Dodgers.
Well, we need to be – I want their culture.
You want to change the culture after you've let Bryce make all these decisions. Now you want to try to
at some point,
take some of that power back.
You got to put your foot down. You got to put your foot down.
It's too late. The man got the fanatic tattooed on his body.
I don't care.
It's too late. It's too late.
It's not too late. Aiden, tell him it's not too late.
And I don't think it's too late. And also to get to Bryson Stott, I think he needs to start. I think he should be starting every game no matter what. Thompson said he wants to get Sosa, keep him in the lineup. I say bench Boom a couple games. Why not? Maybe it gets him in the right headspace here and there. Give him a little break because Sosa's doing really good this year as well. And I think we just need to see a little bit of a change around here.
Well, Aiden, I agree. I mean, I think it should be based on merit, how you're playing. Aiden, good phone call, man. Like the Stott thing, if Stott keeps hitting the way – I mean, Stott has a .374 on base. If they get him – you know, some at-bats against lefties, and he continues to get on base at this clip, he's got to play every day. I mean, guys that have .374 on-base percentages play every day. Like, that's an outstanding, you know, ability to get on base. Mm-hmm. So, I understand. I want Sosa to play, too. So, all right, Sosa's playing time has got to come somewhere else. I mean, if that is for Alec Boehm, it's for Alec Boehm. If it's for Trey Turner once in a while, it's for, you know, whatever it is. I mean, they try the outfield thing. Dude, have we seen Sosa in the outfield since that day in Atlanta? Where
they had that moment where they let the ball drop.
Feels like every 3 weeks they forget what happened in the past and they roll Sosa back into the outfield and then they see it for a day and they're like, nah, we can't do this anymore.
Maybe they're working on it and thinking that maybe he got it now.
Maybe.
Because
that's a way to get him in the lineup more. Mike in Center City. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Are you in
Mike.
A convertible?
You all right, Mike? Hey, Mike. Mike going once. Mike going twice.
Mike.
I mean,
Kyle about to lose.
Sam is up on WIP. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joe, Kyle, Hugh. Good to talk to you.
Hey, what's up, man? Sam, what's up?
Hey, so Hugh, I want to talk to you for a second specifically. I don't know if you were ever in this situation in your career, but let's say it's a contract year for you, and you're playing how many snaps normally that you're playing, and the team comes to you and says, hey, we want to increase your impact. We want to increase your longevity. I know it's a contract year, but we're going to now sit you 25% of the snaps that you were used to playing. We know it might impact you as far as dollars, but we hope it's going to make a positive impact as far as your longevity and the impact to the team and the game. What kind of response do you have?
Let me help you out, Sam, because it's not directly like that, but something like that did happen to me in my career. I had a sack incentive where I forgot the dollar amount that I was going to get, but if I got 10 sacks, that I would get, you know, a bonus. And this was during the playoff run. We were playing against Tampa Bay. I think that was the year we played the NFC Championship game here. So we played Tampa Bay the week before, and then I think we had to play them in the playoffs or something like
so
that.
So this you're talking about the final week of the regular season.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I sat out, and I remember I went to Coach Reed's office, and I said, "Listen," and I said it just like this. I said, "I have a sack incentive. And it's more than likely I needed a half a sack." And Coach Reed said, "Well, we want you to stay healthy to the rest of the season." I said, "Coach, nah, can't do that." I said, "I need this bread." And he was like, "Okay, well, let's compromise." So they changed the incentive. They rewrote the incentive.
So you'd reach it without playing.
So I reached it without playing. But to your point, I was going to get that bread. Like, but I understood, like, and this is the year, this is one of the years we're in a playoff run.
Yeah.
But Coach Reed knew that if they didn't make that right, they would have a problem with me.
Your morale
yes,
would be down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And another thing, Sam, to your point, it's not like you're dealing with an individual. I give you that. But what other message does it send to everybody in the locker room? Because you might have somebody coming up behind Ranger that is in a contract negotiation. And then when you forcibly make him do something that he doesn't want to do, guys look at that and that puts a sour taste in their mouth. So you have to navigate these relationships and these situations better than just saying, hey, we're doing, you know, you got to do this and yada, yada, yada. I mean, but I get that fandom part of it, but this is the business part of professional sports.
Yeah. It's an interesting call and an interesting question. Sam, we appreciate it. I mean, there's some parallels.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sam, but yeah, it's
there's parallels to the Saquon thing at the end of last year,
yes,
with what they did with you. Now, to add to that, because people, you brought up his salary and the future and Boris. Hugh, I wouldn't guarantee him any money to do what I think is right for the team, but if it works, you could take care of him in the offseason,
yeah,
right? If you want to bring him back, like the Eagles overpaid or gave extra money to Saquon this offseason. But let's say this worked. They move him to the bullpen, he's lights out. And maybe he's worth $25 million this offseason.
And they gave him 40.
Right. Like you could.
Yeah, there's ways around.
I couldn't guarantee it to Boris now. Like he might want that.
Well, it's one of those things, Joe. It could be a wink and a nod. But
that's the kind of what they did with you. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, it's a wink and a nod. But you cause see, it's bigger things at play here. And I see the fans every day, and I know how bad we want to win a World Series. And I want to win one too. I want to be a part of that. But there are business dynamics that are involved that it's not as easy to do as we think it is. If we're in college, yeah, I just take your scholarship. If you don't want to do it, I take your scholarship. And most kids want to do that because that's the ramification. If I don't do it, they're going to take my scholarship.
But it seems so easy when I just say it into the microphone.
No, I know it.
Get to the bullpen.
But when you have, like, because you're worried about the Ranger relationship, but also the relationships that you're cultivating with the other cats.
I get it. I need to win baseball games. All right, 215-592-9049. For more calls coming up, would you move Ranger to the bullpen and leave Taiwan on the rotation? Plus, the day of reckoning is coming soon for the tush push. We got to get to what Roger Goodell had to say about it. Then seemed to bode well for the future of the play, which could be up again this month here. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Summer, it's better with True Green, especially at a price this low. For a limited time, get 75% off your first treatment and enjoy your lawn without overspending. With True Green, you get expert care and a plan tailored to fit your lawn's needs so it looks its best while you save big. Let the pros handle the hard work while you enjoy the results, relax more, and keep more money in your pocket. A great lawn has never been this easy or affordable. Sign up now. TrueGreen.com. Restrictions apply.